Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm here to talk about the international health management education trends and issues that were identified as a result of two studies looking at graduate health management education in accredited programs. I'm joined by my colleagues, Dr. Steve Solowski, who's passing a handout of the presentation, and also my colleague from the University of Central Florida, Dr. Bernardo Ramirez. Our other colleague, Dr. Feilerman, is not with us today. I would indicate to you that the presenter disclosures in this situation, we received funding through Aramark, actually what was known as the Charitable Fund, to conduct both studies. The objectives of our presentation, and three of us will be presenting today, is to look at what were some of the significant findings from the two research studies that we conducted here in the U.S. We wanted to look at what are some of the important trends for the Commission on Accreditation of Health Management Education in the United States for accredited programs, and then look at some of the future directions of accreditation and where that might lead us, given some of the global changes that are occurring. I would also acknowledge, again, the parties that were involved in these studies. I disclosed to you the Charitable Fund, but we work closely with Atlas Health Foundation out of Washington, D.C., and then our respective universities that were involved. We were asked, by the Commission on Accreditation of Health Management Education to look at 82 accredited programs in the United States and try to discern what is happening within these programs as far as international health management education. We were asked to look at what is the supply-demand for trained healthcare administrators in other countries, and we did examine 22 other countries in the market. We were asked to look at what are the other international accrediting bodies that are involved globally in different regions of the world, and to gather some very specific data. The first phase of our study was conducted in 2010-2011. This was a study that had both a domestic and international initiative to the study, and there was very specific methodology in this study. This phase one was also approved through the IRB, and in this particular first phase of the study, we looked at 16 countries. And I'll share with you exactly what the countries were in phase one and in phase two. We utilized an expert panel of international people who were able to work with us. In the first phase study, we had 72 accredited programs. We had a response rate of 66, which is a rather robust 91.67% participation in the study. That gave us some very strong ability to make some rather strong conclusions about what was going on. The first phase, domestic phase, involved a questionnaire with five sections to the questionnaire to which people responded, and we gathered specific demographic information on each of the accredited programs. We then examined very specifically the extent of international involvement of these graduate, postgraduate programs. We looked at exactly what type of international courses were being offered and the curriculum. We gathered further data on their alumni because many of these programs have international students who are then graduating and returning to their homeland, and we wanted to know how they were continually involved. And then we wanted to have an understanding of the extent of international health management education that was being done in the graduate programs. In the second phase study, which was done a year later, 9 months to conduct the second phase, we added six additional countries to our study, which had a very specific template of information that was being gathered, and we'll talk about that. Again, it had a domestic and an international component. And the intent here again was to have it IRB approved, which it was. And then we had in-depth interviews with program directors. It was no longer done on, using a computer-based response system. This was done personally to drill down at a deeper level to find out exactly what was happening. And in this case, we used 26 out of 40 program directors with a 65% response rate. We looked at 21 accrediting organizations globally that are involved, and we retained our international experts that also provided us input. And we took existing accreditation standards, the new version, and actually applied it in a demonstration visit at a university in the Slovak Republic in Bratislava. These were the 16 countries that were studied, where we gathered information on the market and the universities in each of the countries, as well as what was the relationship between people graduating out of schools and how was the market utilizing the people that entered the market. So as you can see, with phase one, we had 16 countries, and phase two, 6 countries. And now Bernardo Ramirez will talk about our international findings.
Good afternoon, and let me continue on this idea. And I'm basically going to tell you a little bit about the international and domestic findings of this study that Dan just said. The first thing is that of the 22 countries that you saw studied, we really try to develop a matrix, almost a continuum, of how much health managers are seen as aligned with the health systems, with the hospitals and health ministries or private hospitals, need to have a health manager, and there are countries all across the spectrum in those 22 countries that you saw. There's some where there's a very clear policy of the providers in hiring like a professional health manager, somebody with a degree of a health manager, and there are some on the other extreme that are completely disjointed, that there's no relation between you being a health manager and a hospital wanting to hire you. So that kind of continuum. So we saw that, and then of these two countries, so there's an appearance that in all these countries there are graduates that kind of feel the market to some degree, and again, depending on where that continuum is that I was saying. We analyzed those 21 accrediting organizations, and as you know, health management can be in health service administration, public health, medicine, or business. So business are the majority of programs around the world. There's a really increase of these health administration programs that develop in schools of business versus in schools of public health. So versus our reality, where there is more in public health in the U.S. than in business, but there's a big trend of that. Then of the accredited programs that are active, they're mostly active in Europe and Asia when we made that, which was also interesting because many years ago we were saying that probably there were a lot of programs active in Latin America, for instance. Now the trend is really a lot of activity going into Asia and Europe. The other thing is that there are several areas of common interest that you can see there. And one thing that is clear is that, first of all, that global, even from phase one to phase two, which is just the last 3 years, we saw some increase of activity of the programs around the world in international things. And the concept of peer review, voluntary notion of accreditation that we have in the U.S. is not very common around the world. There's a little bit of that in Europe, but it's not very common around the world. Now, the domestic findings, 31% of the programs have some kind of partnership with other programs, so with other countries. So there's this sense, a growing sense of stronger partnerships probably with other programs. Again, Western Europe, Central Europe, and Asia, 82% of the programs encourage some support with their faculty. There's a lot going on now in our universities, as you know, that they want to be global. They encourage faculty to do kind of global activities. Not all of the universities have the same level of support systems to do that, so they encourage people, but doesn't mean that they give them resources to do that. So there's a jump there. And there are all these kinds of activities that happen to that level that you see it's significant because it's been growing. But it's not that big. I mean, you see the percentage of programs that reported that either had study abroad programs or exchange of faculty or students or different activities around that. And 40% of the programs have some foreign graduates that are in those countries and are active. I mean, a lot of people have foreign graduates, but some of them don't know where they are. But these are programs that have tracked foreign graduates and have some level of involvement with the program. 32% of programs have grants of some sort of international focus and either international research or international prospects of some type. Then 40% of the programs have some programs that have like a campus somewhere out there. So they have either a partnership but they have a physical presence beyond just the faculty going there or a program. And only 4% of the programs offer a certificate in global or international, not in healthcare management education, but in global healthcare management. So only there are a few programs offer like a specialty or a certificate on that. 63% of programs should think that we should offer some kind of accreditation international. So of U.S. programs believe that we should be involved in some fashion with programs around the world to improve quality of care and quality of education. And 69% of the programs had faculty that are enrolled in some kind of international research, some research that involves some sort of international area. So with that, those are kind of like the findings, both in international, the domestic area results. And then I'll give it to Steve for some of the future directions.
Okay. So in conclusion, I'd like to offer some future direction ideas where we're going to take this research study. The first area here is we are looking for and in the process of obtaining funding for a phase three approach to this study. This will primarily focus around identifying 4 demonstration sites. The key to this in our strategic thinking is that we need to identify partners in some major sectors of the world, for example in China, India, Latin America. So identify 4 universities that are willing to participate, get buy-in from the senior administration of those universities to actually engage in this accreditation site visit from the findings and areas of interest in the studies. The key to that is also to ensure that once recommendations are made, that they're taken into consideration, actually used to improve curriculum in those programs, and then follow up in 2 years to see what changes have actually been made to those demonstration sites, similar to our commitment from our partner university in Slovakia. The second area that we feel we need to look at here is this whole movement in graduate education towards competency-based education. In fact, in many of the clinical degrees, the focus has been on historically competency-based processes within curriculum. So we really need to make this shift and look at how does this apply from a clinical perspective into the health management perspective in graduate curriculums internationally. With that, what we found in the early studies, phase one and phase two, is this whole area of leadership and governance. This seems to be the area of focus that in many countries the training has been around management more scientifically clinical based in terms of clinical professionals being advanced into management positions. Okay, so looking at seems to be a universal understanding here that we need to look at quality outcomes. How do we benchmark and compare processes among different countries? Looking at this common interest in reduction of medical errors, which in the last 5 years has been on radar in most countries. And the final area here is looking at this historical approach to medicine, which we call, as you know, evidence-based medicine, and the shift, as my colleague mentioned earlier, towards evidence-based management. So how do we take universal standards and processes, measure those impacts, and then improve evidence-based practices across borders? The fourth area of interest here in many countries is this whole concept of human resource management, in particular in some of the developing countries in Central and Eastern Europe and new independent states, where there's this need to shift into the management and motivation of employees, developing reward systems. So how do we build that in to curriculums that it's very limited in nature in terms of the content and ability to develop and manage employees? We've seen a growth in the world in MBA programs, in particular for healthcare management. We've seen an increase in concentrations or focuses or minors within MBA programs in this area of healthcare sector, healthcare services development. So taking that into consideration as we move forward in partnering with MBA programs. In the European Union, the European credit transfer system, how does this play a role in the need to develop harmonization between courses being taken among curriculum at various universities throughout the European Union in those transfers? The third to last point here is this whole idea of medical tourism. What role does that play in curriculum in health management programs? I know in many programs in the U.S., it's very limited in terms of the impact that medical tourism has. We discuss it as a concept within maybe a session of a course, but in a macro level, what role does this play in graduate health management education? In many parts of the world, as we know, there's an expansion of the private sector, a need for privatization, marketization that's actually occurring right now. So how do we develop those skill sets, those competencies for healthcare, potential healthcare managers as we move forward? And the final area here is this need for expanded recognition of postgraduate education. And this really looks at advancing those nurses, physicians that have developed into leadership roles and providing postgraduate education on management competencies in healthcare delivery systems. So thank you very much.